Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. Surviving in the Storm by Bruce Brummett is a book written by a U.S. Marine, where he learned warfare and how to survive in all sorts of circumstances. In this great book, Surviving in the Storm, Bruce served as a missionary and survived a storm of government tyranny and oppression. You can only imagine what that must have been like for this Marine. Learn how Bibles were smuggled into communist China. Listen as Bruce tells you about how he preached in underground churches behind the communist Iron Curtain. Perhaps you might learn how to survive in your own spiritual warfare. Look for spiritual triumph in this book, which will help you live and minister right in the midst of your storm and in the storm of increasingly repressive hostility toward the church. If you're concerned about America's future and the rise of overreaching government oppression, Surviving in the Storm is sure to help you in your faith and cause you to rise up and trust in the Lord. For free shipping, visit the website to purchase this book at brucerummett.com. brucerummett.com and the great book, Surviving in the Storm. Now back to our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I'm in San Diego, California. There's a big conference going on hosted by Pastor Jim Garlow, and it is just fantastic to be able to sit and hear one great speaker after another. And what my guest today is Bishop Joe Matera, who is one of the speakers, but he is also has become a good friend, and also he is one of our best read commentators on Charisma News and our other websites. And I'm just so glad that you're here at the Strang Report. And talk to us about what you're saying at this conference. That's what interests me. You're talking about the church and culture. What does that mean, and how does that apply to our readers?
Yes, what I'm going to be dealing with is some I call how America exchanged God for gods. And we're going to go through the whole litany of things that have arisen in the past 60 years that have taken us away from the Judeo-Christian worldview in the areas of science, economics, law, and even the erosion of family and the evangelical church that we see today.
Well, let's delve into some of those things. You know, I think that most of our listeners would be aware that something is not right. I think sometimes people think that it started about the time that they woke up and started paying attention. I maintain that it started a long time ago, maybe all the way back to Darwin, where the broader culture got away from believing that God was the creator of life. And then certainly on up into the 20s and 30s, long before our lifetime, there were some pretty seismic shifts that we're just beginning to get the consequences of now. It seems to have escalated in the last 50 years, for sure. What are some of those specific things that you see that you're talking about at this conference?
Well, you're right. It did start a long time ago, right somewhere after the Civil War. The church couldn't deal with a lot of currents that were coming against it, and Darwin and Marxism and Freud and other things like an attack on biblical inerrancy were things that caused the church to try to escape from the earth instead of engaging the earth. And within 40 years of doing that, by the 1920s, we lost all the universities to the humanists. We had been losing in the 19th century some of the top ones, but by the 1920s, it was a done deal. And then by the 1960s, one generation later, a lot of those people that were taught in the 20s became the leaders and the professors and the thought leaders. And they were the ones who led the fight to eradicate Christianity from public policy that really manifest in the 60s. And when they took God out of the classroom, we're seeing the fruits of what's going on in our cities and around our whole culture now 30, 40 years later. And so we're going to deal with some of that, and we're going to deal with the effects of the church abandoning culture and how the church has to get back to being the thought leaders, not just of church ministry, but of all the marketplace
All right, let me be a good journalist and push you for specifics. Let's tell us some of the specific things that need to be done in your view. I mean, you have been in the ministry a long time. You founded a whole series of churches called Christ Covenant Coalition in 2003. Your church, Resurrection Church, you started in New York in 1985. You've done your due, and here you are in a stage of life where the Lord is just giving you a whole brand new platform of where you can speak out. And you, and the thing I like about you is you are so articulate in helping to size up what's happening and providing solutions. So tell us some of the solutions.
Well, some of the solutions are long term and some are short term. Long term solution would be that we need to train and disciple our biological and spiritual children. It took several generations to lose the culture, and it's going to take several generations to get our children to be the gatekeepers and thought leaders of society. And within a 10, 20 years, we can have them placed in strategic locations in all of culture. The second thing we could do is we could begin to serve our communities and just get out of the four walls of the church and influence the gatekeepers that are even in power now and that are not Christians. And so those are some of the things we can do. We can create NGOs that are meeting the physical needs of our communities so that people will run to us because the church has the solution. We're problem solvers. Sometimes the church just focuses on politics and changes of law and judicial law as well. But, you know, that's just putting a Band-Aid on cancer. We need to reach the whole culture. As far as pastors go, pastors should try to disciple at least 10% of their congregation starting at the age of 16, where they pour into those with the most upside so that they can have a plan of raising up a generation of world changers. So parents should be empowered. Pastors should empower those that have the most potential. Congregation should get out of the four walls of the church, begin to serve their community. And one idea to do that is to start an NGO, nonprofit, separate 501c3 if they want to do that. And they could get a lot of influence, leverage influence, if it's not directly connected to the organizational structure of the church. So this is just some of the things I'll be talking about.
Well, those are great ideas. And of course, hopefully people, you know, there are some examples, of course, where this is happening, and hopefully we can get more. But let's say just an average person who is going to work, they're trying to be faithful to their church, they're trying to follow Jesus the best they can. Maybe they're raising kids, maybe their kids are on their own. What can an average person do if there was one simple thing? Is it giving? Is it speaking out? You know, most people don't have the ability to start an NGO, a non-government organization. They just don't. They don't have the education. They don't have the opportunity. That's not their skill set. Just to use one example. But what can a person do? What's the takeaway from this podcast today?
Well, first, we have to start with our own transformation. Only transformed people can transform others. The second is we can't be who we're not supposed to be. We can't put ourselves in positions where God hasn't called us. So whatever God has assigned to us, it could be just two people, it could be 200 people, we need to begin to share with them what the Word of God says about marriage, about family, about the Ten Commandments. We need to pray. There's no such thing, in my opinion, as an ordinary believer. If we believe God and we exercise faith, God could use us in an extraordinary way. We could pray for our pastor. We could pray for young people around us. We could pray for our people in business. We could bring the kingdom of God to our family, to our neighborhood, to our neighbors, to our people that we are co-workers with. So God is the one responsible for bringing change. We're only able to do what God has given us according to the influence he's given us. So we start by letting God change ourselves, and then the people that we're assigned to, the people around us, and then God has to do the rest.
Well, thank you. You've given us a lot to think about, a lot to pray about, and just I want to thank you for being my guest today on this podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.